Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk about stuff that didn't make it into last week's show or this week's show or hot topics during the week. Well, I'm a little under the weather with a cold, so as you hear me drinking some coffee, keeping my voice going so I can do this kind of stuff, I appreciate your patience. A little good coffee to start the morning out is not a bad thing. Well, I wanted to talk about today something that I'm actually working on that I know it's been in the news a lot recently, and it's that time of year where you see lots of house fires. And I just want to talk about house electrical for a minute here and getting your kind of house in order. You know, so many people have, you know, I just bought a new house and new to me, built in 1977, and it has that old Cutler Hammer split main style box in it. Yeah, that one, the one that we always talk about, that if you've got a 20 amp breaker, sometimes if you throw 30 amps at that breaker, it's not going to click the breaker off. What's that do? That can cause a fire. Plus, to be honest, I don't like having that, you know, no main breaker to turn off the bigger stuff. So I like to have a main shutoff, and this does not. I'm always hot going into the house. So for safety reasons, it's a big deal. But right now you see with the heat, people using space heaters, things like that, I'm seeing a lot of house fires out there, from space heaters to electrical fires, people plugging space heaters into, maybe they're putting into a power strip. You know, stuff that it's not rated to do. And so what I want everybody to kind of just think about a little bit out there is your electrical house in order? Are there things around your house right now that are going to be a fire hazard? Great example. In my house, I had a place and it came up on the inspection report, and it was very obvious, but the inspector did a good job, where a previous homeowner 30 years ago spliced in with, yeah, looks like a razor knife and electrical tape, another exterior light. And then they wrapped it up with electrical tape. That's just not how you do it. You know, every connection like that needs to be in a box. You know, you got to follow basic electrical code. How many of those things around, or even my garage door opener had a extension cord coming up to it that was stapled to the wall that went down to the wall outlet, you know, and you could tell that extension cord's 30, 40 years old. Especially by the age of the garage door opener up there, which is like a first generation Genie that was built in the 70s. So that extension cord has been stapled to the wall probably since 1977 when the first people moved in. So these are things that I want everybody to think about and to make it high on your priority list, because I've seen so many house fires just from space heaters and doing stuff wrong. Please take some time, get your electrical house in order. Especially with Christmas lights, Christmas trees, space heaters, just take a little time and go around and knock these projects out. Now, here's the thing. You know, I could easily have done my own electrical panel. What am I doing? I'm having Rose City Electric come in and do it. And I'm going to have them do it. I want to have an electrician do it. Have I done my own panel before? Absolutely. Do I have time? No. Do I want this to be perfect? Absolutely. So sometimes on these bigger projects like that, for me, sometimes it's worth just bringing in the pro on it. I've done them before. They're a lot of fun to do, but This one's a little more complex, and I just want to have the experts knocking it out because they can. I'm moving in a few weeks. We got to have this thing done. So if I can have it where I'm only out of service for one day and we get it knocked out, great. Let's do it. Because we've got to move the overhead power line coming in. There's a little bit of work to be done here. So, you know, it's going to be good. But I just want to have the pros do it. So that way it's 100%. Especially when you're doing electrical, it's good to have that done. But so anybody, just take into account, you know, spend a half hour, walk around your house, look for problems. You know, do you have that GFCI breaker that's failed, that's, you know, the outlet that's always kicking off in the bathroom that maybe you need to swap that out and put a new one in? Those are a wearing item. Do you have a breaker that's bad that clicks off early? You know, what issues do you have around the house? And maybe this weekend, go through and do a little bit of work on that and get it knocked out. Well, coming up this weekend, we got a lot going on with Around the House with Eric G. Make sure you tune in. We've got, we're going to be talking about scraping off popcorn ceilings, getting that out of there, getting rid of those acoustical ceilings. And then we're going to also be talking about some of our hot gift ideas for this next year. Since we're in the Christmas holiday week, we are full on right after Black Friday, and everybody's out doing their Christmas shopping, except for some of you guys out there that won't be doing that till the 22nd or 23rd. But since we lost about 6 or 7 shopping days this year with the placement of Thanksgiving, we have a short shopping season. So wanted to hit you with some good gift ideas out there for good, fun, new products that you should be thinking about. And so that'll be coming up as well this weekend on Around the House with Eric G. Want to say thank you to all you people in Chicago checking us out on WCGO. And we're happy to be back in Bend as always. If you have any home improvement questions, hit us up, Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. Or you can call or text our 24-7 hotline, which is 503-521-7072. 503-521-7072. And you can get in line and we'll put you in the show. All right, before this cold bites me anymore, I'm going to jump off and you guys have a great week. And we'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.